Families today are scattered across the country. Adult children sometimes are left with the challenge of caring for their aging parents from miles away. Commentator Carolyn Langston says she tried to look after her mother as best she could, but she could not protect her from everything.
My five adult siblings and I always thought my mother was fine living on her own. Then we discovered she'd given away all her money to strangers. She was a 76-year-old widow in a small Mississippi town. We were strewn across the country like exiles. We believed her when she said she could take care of herself, thank you, in the house where she had lived for almost 50 years. We called her every day to check up on her, visit her regularly, bought her gifts, and thought that was enough. It was not. We hadn't counted on telemarketers who could make a depressed, lonely woman giddy with their promises of $1 million, if only she would send a wire transfer of $90,000 to a bank in Miami. We had not imagined that something might be falling apart in our mother's mind that would make her believe them. We finally began to receive tip-offs from a grocery store manager who called when my mother walked off and left $5,000 in cash on the checkout counter, and from a sheriff's assistant who said my mother was pulled over while driving back from a MoneyGram office where she was trying to send away even more money. My family got my mother to a clinic that specialized in Alzheimer's and dementia. We talked to her about how she had been swindled and arranged for two of my siblings to have power of attorney over her finances. But we were not prepared for the heartbreak of seeing the receipts for hundreds of thousands of dollars that had been sent to strangers. My mother had scrawled their fake names and rented mailbox addresses on a legal pad next to her black dial phone. Names like Jennifer Francois and Peter Young. One guy even called himself Oz Yashir after the historic Sabbath prayer. My siblings and I were filled with anger at my mother, at all those greedy strangers, but especially at ourselves for not taking better care of the mother who'd cared for us all. Since then, we've pulled together with just a few major arguments and misunderstandings along the way. My mother's with her children now. She travels from one house to the next, spending months in Virginia and Mississippi and Louisiana and Texas. We've seen the light come back to her eyes, the radiance come back to her face. She is surrounded by her daughters and sons, real flesh and blood, not just long-distance voices on the telephone pretending to be her friends. The experience for caring for her has been an indescribable gift, one that none of us deserved. We won't be able to do this forever. We're already preparing ourselves for the day when we have to hire a full-time nurse or put her in a nursing home, the day my mother and late father spent 40 years saving for. I often think about the people scattered across the country who took all our mother's money, wonder what they did with it. Peter Young, Jennifer Francois, if you were listening, how can you live with yourselves? Because I feel guilty enough.
The comments of Caroline Langston, an NPR development associate and a writer who lives in Alexandria, Virginia.